right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, what you're about to hear may surprise you. Could it be that Tim Thielman and the preservationists were correct about the Great Northern Grain Elevator? It survived the blizzard. It survived the earthquake. Imminent risk of collapse. I'm just saying, Tim Thielman very well might have been right. And I reached out to Tim because I look, Tim and I, we're not going to agree on every single thing, okay? But I believe that we have got to preserve as much of our beautiful architecture as we can before it enters the demolition by neglect phase. But again, look, in all fairness, you know, Tim Thielman was apparently correct. The blizzard didn't bring it down. The earthquake didn't bring it down. I'm just saying. Anyway, it is 11 minutes after 4, so everybody has to text Tim now and say, do you know that they actually said nice things about you on WBEN? Of course. Anyway, glad you are with us. We had an earthquake today. 3.8 epicenter was in West Seneca. And how many of you had any damage to your home? We've had one phone call, a guy who had his glass block window vents pop out a little bit, and a neighbor who had some back windows allegedly shattered by the quake. And now the homeowner's insurance, I'm pretty sure that you need a specific rider. I don't know that your homeowner's is going to cover any damage caused by an earthquake without a specific policy that is written for it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to be a homeowner's deal. I just assume that most of you have all the insurance that you need, but maybe I'm making a false assumption. One of the things you might consider doing, and this has been brought up before, financial guys might have mentioned it, I'm not sure, but as your home's value has gone up, make sure that your homeowner's policy keeps pace with the increased value of your home, because the replacement cost, if God forbid your home burned down, the replacement cost might very well exceed the amount of coverage you have on the property. So always be abreast of what your insurance needs are and make sure that you're up to date, because a lot of people find out the hard way that they were underinsured. And I don't want that to be you. This audience is a little bit different. You guys are sharp. You guys are as smart as a whip. Maybe the host isn't, but welcome. The earthquake put up a video on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page of myself naked and making love. I put up a video on, I just want to see if you're listening. That's on the fan site only. But what's that scar, Tom? You don't want to know. But the video that I did post was of Trumper the dog in, I think, Lancaster. And one of my listeners sent me an email, and I watched the video on Facebook, and it's kind of funny to see the reaction of Trumper the dog. And you can see it yourself, Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. It's cute. And again, it's cute because nothing died as a result of this earthquake. So did your animals act strange? Did the local wildlife act strange either last night or before? And I still think that lady in Lockport, I still think those were coyotes howling, because I think, don't hold me to this, that it's coyote mating season right now. And when coyotes start howling, once you've heard the sound, you know that sound. I still think it was coyotes and not dogs. But look, I wasn't there. I just, my personal suspicion. I can't prove it one way or the other, and I'm not trying to make myself look right all the time, because that's stupid, because I'm not right all the time. 803-0930 is the, I'd like to think I am, but I'm clearly not. 803, the guy screws up the year before, can't trust him. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your earthquake story, your pet's earthquake story, the local wildlife earthquake story. How do they know? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. A little bit disappointed yesterday. I literally had a murder of crows flying over my house, and I just couldn't get into the kitchen fast enough to throw peanuts to them. My goal is to have crows eating out of my hand, but they seem to be somewhat hesitant. Makes me sad. Let's go to Cheryl in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Hello.
Well, aren't you chipper and lively on a Monday?
Well, I am after that shake tonight or this morning. I will like to say that I have a 3-year-old black cat and a 13-year-old golden retriever, and they were acting up around 5:30 this morning. And I woke up and I let the dog out, and then all of a sudden, here we go with that boom.
Mm. Which, yeah. You heard it. Whereabouts in Amherst do you live? It's a big town.
Well, I live on Sweet Home Road.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we're right around the corner from you. I'll stop by after work and have some free food.
Yeah, I'm right near the Audubon.
Always happy to freeload off anybody. But when you said that your animals, your 3-year-old cat and your older dog, were acting strangely, can you describe strangely?
Well, I could say that the retriever, Buddy, he was kind of just acting up a little bit. He was kind of like crying a little bit. And my cat was kind of just like being like just weird. Normally she lays on me and she was like kind of like patting on me. And this is at 5:30 in the morning. Then all of a sudden, you know, I let the dog out, and then all of a sudden, boom.
So did you just say your cat was catting on you?
Well, like patting on me.
Oh, kneading you. Kneading.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's very interesting, because generally what they say, and I'm sure you know this, but that when a cat kneads, the cat is going back to its time of being a kitten, and that was one way that the kitten would get attention and milk from
mommy.
So maybe your cat obviously views you as the mother cat, which is
like,
kind of a nice feeling.
If something's happening, you want to take care of me?
Yeah, you know what? I can't rule that out, that somehow, and I suspect it has something to do with the high-frequency vibrations that come from earthquakes and the boom that people heard. That was because it was a relatively shallow earthquake. You can look that up online for verification if you don't trust me. Not all earthquakes have a boom, but this one certainly had a boom, and a lot of people heard it. And the dog, the 13-year-old Buddy, by the way, how many retrievers in the world do you think are named Buddy?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it's got to be like one of the most common doggy names. But anyway, at 13 years old, he doesn't have a pattern or a habit of sometimes having to pee before you're up.
Right. Yeah. Well, sometimes he does, but this was kind of unusual. He was kind of like crying a little bit, like whining or whatever. But he's an angel, and he's got a lot of, I mean, he's young at heart. Let me just tell you that. But it was just weird. But anyways.
How about you when the shake, I don't know if you live in a single family house or a condo or anything like that.
I live in a house.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And what did you think when the shaking started? Did you know right away what it was?
Well, I didn't really hear the shaking. I just heard the boom. And I can send you a picture of it, because one of the shelves that is in our, like, the front patio room, like, everything just kind of, like, tilt over. But not on the other side, but just the one side. It was weird.
That's really interesting. Yeah, send me, if you don't mind, send me the picture, tom@wben.com, and any security camera footage that you have from your Ring doorbell or whatever.
I'll send you the picture.
Yeah, you can send that to newsroom. Hold on. You can send that to newsroom@wben.com. All security camera footage of the earthquake as it was happening. Send it to newsroom@wben.com. And yes, okay. Channel 4, I'm totally stealing your idea.
Well, you know what? We're friends on Facebook, but I posted something on Facebook, like how it was supposed to be, and then after the big boom. I mean, it just shook the whole house.
So, but you remember the boom more than you do the shaking.
Yes.
And I'll get back to the question I asked you before. When you did feel the shaking after the initial boom effect wore off, did you know immediately that it was an earthquake? Because you didn't mention this. You said you didn't really feel it before, and now you did.
Yeah, but I knew something was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a snowplow was coming in, like, or going down the street or something. I mean, it was just weird.
Very, very interesting. Well, I'm glad that Buddy and the kitty cat are A-OK. Send me the picture. My email is tom@wben.com. Tom@wben.com. Pictures of damage, pictures of your pets, and the videos, your security camera videos, send those to newsroom@wben.com. Newsroom@wben.com.
Will do. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, love. Thank you so much, and I'm glad your little buddies are okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Golden retrievers are so sweet, but I must confess, I still love Siberian Huskies. Don't you love Siberian Huskies? And Cavachons and Cavapoos, I've fallen in love with them because I swear they are the friendliest dogs ever. And the Cavapoo's dad called into the show about a year ago. The breeder that produced the Cavapoo that I'm friends with, Sienna, as a listener to the show. And that dog has an amazing personality. So, isn't it amazing how your dog has its own personality like a human? I mean, some of them are great and some of them, you know, a little bit nippy. Josh Schmidt is at Master Control, making the magic happen under the close supervision of Nate, the engineer. And now Al Maranka, the engineer, has just come in for reasons I don't understand. Talking about the earthquake of 23. Here at the radio station, that's all people are talking about in the hallways. I mean, we have people coming in. I mean, we don't have that many people who actually physically work here anymore, but those who are filtering in, that's all they're talking about. What is your earthquake story? I don't have one. I slept through the whole thing. Here is Mary in Dunkirk on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hello, my dog.
I'm on my way home, but I went to my daughter's last night and stayed overnight in her apartment, second story apartment in West Seneca.
Oh.
So, but I remember something woke me up, and I'm like, what the heck did she do in there? Did she run into a dresser or something? And next thing I know, I see her cat run under the couch I'm sleeping under. She's up walking around. I go, Jen, what happened? She's like, I don't know. She goes, but first the cat ran across her face. Then he came in and ran under the bed. It was like he wanted to wake her up. I don't know. And then
that, you know what? That's actually a very interesting theory, because having had a number of cats over the years, the cat is well aware that your face is the way to wake you up.
Yeah. She goes, that's weird. He hasn't done that in a long time. But then when I did get him to come out from underneath the couch I was sleeping on, all he did was stand in the doorway, and he would not leave that doorway. He kept looking at down the hallway. He wouldn't leave. And they always say, stand in the doorway if something happens. That's the safest place. I don't know.
What kind of cat? What kind of cat is it?
He's just a young domestic cat. He's only three.
Oh.
But he was probably triple the size he usually is. I don't know. It was dark. I couldn't see.
Because he got all puffy. He got all puffy, believing that he was in danger.
He does. He goes, poof, like a puffer fish.
Well, yeah. Their tails. I mean, that when if you've ever seen a cat's tail poof out, it's amazing.
It's like a squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right. So no damage in West Seneca where you were staying?
She said a magnet fell off the refrigerator.
Well, and I don't have a picture of this? Come on.
No.
Nobody sent me the picture of the great magnet tragedy of 23?
Well, and then I was going back to sleep. I'm like, well, that was weird. Was it like thunder? Because it kind of, thinking it kind of rumbled a little bit, or, you know. And then we get up the next morning. I'm like, hey, Jen, have you been on Facebook? Do you see what happened last night?
Wow, that's
last night, Rob, because we slept till 11. So,
well, there's a guy in West Seneca does a lot of political T-shirts that are actually funny as hell. So I'm hoping that Nick Orticelli can come up with a suitable T-shirt for the earthquake of 2023. If anybody can do it, he can do it. He's a very creative guy.
We know Nick and Nancy, right?
Yep. And I love his I've got two of his T-shirts at my house. So there's got to be something he can do with this one.
I think it's pretty cool. I happened to be there last night. I'm like, oh, that's neat.
Well, but you don't have any stories except the magnet falling.
Well, no, the cat was funny. The cat, it was just like, what's, you know, yeah. And I'm like, nothing fell, right? And she's like, no, magnet off the refrigerator. So,
all right.
Whatever.
Thank you kindly, Mary. I appreciate the call and glad you survived.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And by the way, folks, there was another earthquake in the world today in one of my favorite places, Turkey. Turkey, it's really weird, really weird. First time I set foot in Turkey, it felt like home. Have you ever had a place like that in your life where you step onto its shore and you feel like you're at home? Strangest feeling with Turkey, going to Ephesus and places like that, as in the letters to the Ephesians. There really was a place called Ephesus in modern-day Turkey. All right, we will take more calls. And again, if you have any pictures of damage from the earthquake, minor damage, of course, you can send it to me, tom@wben.com. Any pictures you took of your animals right after or before the quake when they were acting queerly, you may send those to me, tom@wben.com. And the security camera video of what was going on at your place during the quake, send that to newsroom@wben.com. newsroom@wben.com. And I do hope Nick comes up with an earthquake t-shirt. I mean, I'm just saying, I need some more laughs. All right, welcome. Sorry about that. It is, would you like some drawn butter with those clams, sir? It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, I don't know how much of this story I can really tell you, but you might not know this. True story. A few years ago, Joe Biden, he's on the 290. He gets pulled over for speeding. He wrote, he got a ticket. So, yes, Joe Biden was pulled over for speeding on the 290. And, yes, he was issued a ticket. I'd like to be able to share more information, but I'd better check first. Anyway, welcome. It is 4:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly with you. And we're talking about the earthquake of 2023. You know, I've got so many interesting reactions from people. I love to hear about what happened with your animals. Did they act a little queerly last night? How did they react to the earthquake itself? Were they extra clingy and needy right before the earthquake happened? Did they maybe walk on your face as cats like to do to try to wake you up? When they're not doing that, they'll just recline on your chest and stare at you, willing you through the power of cat telepathy to open your eyes. I think it works. But anyway, what happened at your house? Any damage? And your animals? And did you hear the boom? How loud was it? I've actually heard from people who thought we were under attack. That we were under attack. I think that Chinese balloon probably put that thought into people's heads. But the scariest thing is those of you who live in Clarence Center, where 3407 went down, that had to bring back some terrible memories. One of our callers, I think in the first hour, lived just a few houses from where 3407 went down. And his first thought was, oh no, not again, another plane crash. And if you remember the morning after hearing the stories from people, that plane hit the ground with a horrible, horrible, horrible crash. And people who live there just obviously will never, ever forget it. Horrible night. Horrible night. It is 4:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I slept through the quake. No damage in my house that I saw. Certainly no pictures were knocked off the wall. Everything was as disorganized as it usually is. Back to the calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And how about that boom? How about that boom? Sometimes you don't associate booms with earthquakes, but they come with earthquakes, in particular the more shallow the earthquake happens to be. Let's go to Charlie in Hamburg. Charlie, you're on WPEN. Welcome.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey,
first
brother.
First time caller. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, so I woke up this morning earlier than usual. I have an 8-year-old Australian Shepherd, and she was, like, jumping up. I fell asleep on the couch last night. So I woke up to her jumping up on the couch, you know, at, like, 5 after 6 or so. And usually my alarm doesn't go off until about 6:20. But, yeah, she was jumping up on the couch. I kind of put it off. I'm like, ah, she's, you know, I'll be up in 15 minutes. Anyway, she was jumping up, then she was running around the living room. And so I was like, ah, she probably got to go out. So I took her outside, put the slippers on, walked out on the back porch. And, yeah, I'm just standing there. She's doing her thing. Then all of a sudden I hear this big boom, and I didn't even realize that it, you know, what was going on. I thought it sounded kind of like a door was slamming really hard in the upstairs of my house. And, you know, my girlfriend was sleeping in bed soundly, of course. She didn't even wake up. But yeah, it was just pretty odd with the dog, you know, acting out the way she did before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, just something was up there, but
so I wonder if they can hear the frequencies from the ground. I mean, you know, you are in Hamburg. The quake was centered in West Seneca, and those Australian Shepherds, by the way, they are so beautiful. Just tell me you didn't name her Patches.
No, her name is Misha with an M. She's a beautiful dog. She's such a good girl. Usually like fire, and honest, she didn't even react to the boom. She didn't react at all.
No kidding.
So to the, like, say 4th of July though, she hears a firework, she goes crazy. She'll run and hide it in the most tight spot she can get her body into.
Well, you know what you might consider, what you might consider doing for Independence Day, Gina Latuca told us about this many years ago. There's a product called a thunder coat that you can buy for dogs. And if you put the thunder coat on the dog, it makes the dog feel much more secure when there are loud explosions.
Yeah, yeah, I've definitely heard of that. It's similar to like a weighted blanket for,
yes,
for humans, us, I,
yes,
guess, you know. Yeah, yeah, no, I definitely thought about it.
Is Misha the Australian Shepherd? What kind of coat, yeah, does she have? Is it multicolored? Is it?
Yes, she's white on the bottom with black and brown spots on her top, and then, you know, white on her neck and a black head.
Oh,
but really long, really thick fur. You know, she sheds, you know, just as much as you would imagine.
Yeah, but what a beautiful breed of dog, and friendly.
Oh yeah, the most friendly dog ever. She's a little skittish until, you know, she warms up to you, but she's a great girl. She's 8 years old. She's a rescue from Texas.
Aww.
Yeah, she's a great girl.
Yeah, I mean those are just gorgeous, gorgeous dogs. Thank you very much, Charlie. I'm glad to hear from you, and glad that Misha and you are okay. And sorry that your girlfriend slept through the whole thing. Did she feel disappointed and left out?
Oh, well, I woke her up, you know, shortly thereafter, and she kind of was like, you know, I thought I heard something, but I wasn't sure what it was. I'm like, yeah, we just had an earthquake. I was getting ready to go into work for a local gas company, and I thought for sure we'd have a lot more issues today with the earthquake.
Well, I've only heard, I put a picture up on the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page of some basement cracks said to be caused by the earthquake. I'm still waiting for the picture of the guy's glass block windows. The vents got pushed out a little bit. I don't know if I'll get those pictures, but I'm waiting for them. But I thank you very much for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good one.
Indeed. Thank you. By the way, if you have security camera footage of when the earthquake hit at 6:15 this morning, when you were listening to Susan Rose, you can send those videos to newsroom@wben.com. newsroom@wben.com. Just out of curiosity, if you're listening to this program, do any of you listening have the boom of the earthquake on tape? Anybody have an audio file? I mean, some security cameras come equipped with microphones. But I wonder, are there any extant sound recordings of the boom from the earthquake? I'd like to know what it sounded like. Told you my house was well insulated. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Joe in Orchard Park, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I think the closest story I've heard to what I experienced was, I think it was Beamer's first call this morning on his hour show. A lady called from the plaza in West Seneca there, Southgate. And she basically heard the same thing I heard, but I have to think it was much longer than 4 seconds because I had too many thoughts in the period that it was happening to only be a 4 second period. I had only been awake for probably 5 minutes. I was laying in bed and I started feeling a vibration in my bed. And the first thing I thought of is, who the hell is driving a giant construction truck down our street at 6:15 in the morning? And then it got much more violent and I heard a boom and I thought, oh my God, the tree next to our garage just landed on the roof of the garage. And then the shaking got much more violent. I heard the house creaking and cracking. And then there was a louder boom after that. And that's what the lady who lives near Southgate heard. She heard two booms. And when I heard that second boom, I thought, oh my God, the tree collapsed the garage and tore it away from the house. So I jump up, I go running downstairs. I pass my wife in the family room. She said, what the heck is that? I didn't say anything to her because she had been freaking out if I told her a tree fell in the house. And when I got into the kitchen, I expected not to see a wall between our kitchen and the garage. I expect to be able to see out. I ran up to the door. I opened it just a crack, looked out. I'm seeing the garage roof looks fine. Open it slowly, look toward the back of the garage. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I ran down the stairs into the garage. I ran out the house. I'm running around the house in my underwear going, what just happened? And I came back in and my wife said, was that an earthquake? And I said, there's no way. I was like, that was too violent. I said, I wonder if a couple of fighter jets flew overhead.
Wow. I mean, the force that you're describing, anybody who's been to one of the air shows at Niagara Falls, for example, you know when those fighters go overhead, the ground trembles.
Yeah, I was stationed at Carswell Air Force Base, and we shared our runway with General Dynamics. So whenever they had, like, Arab sheiks over there and they going to buy F-16s, they would be do the demos on them. They would be flying at wicked speeds, like treetop level. So I'm used to hearing that stuff, and I've heard a few fighters break the sound barrier. And I've heard, like, over the past 25 years, maybe we've had a couple tremors. I'd call them tremors. Yep. They're not like, but this, it was just too violent. That's why I told my wife, there's no way we don't experience earthquakes with that much violence.
Well, this was the most violent recorded quake in many years. And keep in mind, it's like when we talk about climate change, remember, our recording, our seismic data only goes back 150, 200 years tops. It's not like we had seismographs set up 20,000 years ago because we're all under a glacier. So when we say this was the worst earthquake in however many years, the records don't go back to Noah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just scary to think that here in Western New York, we can experience an earthquake like that. I never thought I'd ever experience anything like that in my life.
Well, here's the thing. I mentioned this earlier, and I'll source this out to a very famous local professor. I love this man. His name was Charles Ebert, PhD at UB, and he taught a course in natural disasters. And one of the things that he said, never forget this, is at any point on the earth, on any given day, there could be the most severe earthquake in human history, which obviously I don't lose sleep over it, but it's something to keep in mind. And there have been particularly bad earthquakes like Lisbon, Portugal. China has had horrible earthquakes. We had a bad one today in Turkey. Fortunately, ours are minor so far.
Yeah, I can understand that because apparently you didn't even lose sleep over the earthquake we had today.
No, I slept right through it. I don't know what to say, brother, because I'm just a really heavy sleeper, and I have no explanation for it other than I was super tired because I was up late the night before writing. So because I work best at night when I write. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. I'm working on a book. You know what the hardest part about writing a book is? The first sentence. I'll get there sooner or later. I know I'll get the first sentence. Let's go to traffic. I'll give you three guesses what it's about. It's not about radio. Say that much. I'll give you a hint. It's about technology. Let's go to, and the title of it is Invisible Men in Trees. I love that title. That's the title. Your stories of the earthquake of 2023. It happened this morning, 6:15 a.m. How long did it take you before you knew what was happening? Did anybody else think that we were under attack? I've heard some people saying that. Heard some people saying that sounded like an airplane crash. Thank God it wasn't that. But how long did it take your brain to process the idea that, hey, we're having an earthquake? And if you weren't listening earlier, I have experienced earthquakes when I was in Antigua. Montserrat was having some volcanic and seismic activity. So several low-grade earthquakes I felt while I was on the beach in Antigua. And the other thing I remember about being on the beach in Antigua is, wow, women go topless here. Huh. Well, it's like, you know, a 10-second wow. Then it's like, all right, on with my day. Okay, let's get back to the calls. This is very interesting. Jim in Holland is on WBEN. Jim, thank you for calling. What do you have for us?
Hi, Mr. Barrow. Yeah, I went out this morning, and I have beef cattle, and there's nine moms. And all nine were outside the barn standing in I got a little paddock for them. All nine were out there. The babies, they can't get to them. And then I brought them in, and when I brought them in, I let the babies to them, and then that was about when the earthquake went, because I could hear the rumble. Last time we had that dynamite truck blow up when I was a kid, and I was playing on the tractor in the front yard, and that's what that reminded me about.
Wait a minute. Dynamite truck blowing up. What year was this?
I think it was the late 70s, early 80s.
Why do I not remember this?
I think it was in Lancaster.
Well, we had a propane explosion in Buffalo. Oh. But this was a dynamite truck blowing up?
That's what I believe that I was told. Yeah, I was probably 9 or 10.
If anybody knows anything about that, just send me an email, tom@wben.com. I do not remember that story. tom@wben.com. I'm clueless about this. So continue. You're talking about your beef cattle.
But they never, I mean, usually they're always in the barn. They've, especially with the colder weather, they can go in and out whenever they want. But they always generally stay in the barn, sleep. I've never had them out. But to have every one of them out there this morning, it was before that. And then I got a hay feeder. It took me like two times to run them around that to get them back in the barn. And then once I did get them in, I locked them in, let their babies out. And then that's when I could hear their, you know, it was more like a rumble, but it was loud going up through the hills, the echo, you know.
That, you know what, it's very interesting that you describe it as a rumble going up through the hills. And that's a great description from somebody in Holland, New York, several miles away, obviously, from West Seneca and the epicenter.
Yep.
Is this your first quake that you remember?
No, there was one a few years back, wasn't there? I remember that.
Oh, there have been several over the years, but this was the most severe.
I was working construction, and I think we were all on break. All the machines stopped, and then all the ground started rumbling.
My goodness. My goodness. Well, hey, have fun with your cows, your cattle, I should say, and thanks for what you do on the farm. I appreciate all the hard work you put into feeding America.
Thank you, Mr. Bowerly.
Well, you can call me Tom. That would be a start. Just Tom. Tom is fine. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye. I mean, the Mr. thing, I'm very informal. It's Tom. It's just Tom. And if you know me really well, you could call me Dirty Dames. I answer to those two. My friends, you know, Sopranos, Deadwood. That's pretty much how they address me. Anyway, hi, Bill Mason. Nice to meet you.